y'all trying to go out and have a good time. Say you're ready.
Ready, are you ready?
Ready. Working hard like me, you need some time to party. Let's go, listen. I've been working long hours all week, trying to pay these bills and get food to eat. I'm tired, but I still need to have some fun. Don't go out every night, but I need just one. So I'm listening to an old school jam. That fits my mood of where I am.
So let's jazz it up. Blog Talk Radio. Here I am. Lady Diva on air. Phone lines are open right now. Call in 657-383-0771. Low Key Country, are you with me this evening?
Hi, I'm definitely with you, Brenda. How you doing this evening?
All right. So glad you came on my platform. So glad. I love your vibe.
Happy to be here.
Where are you calling from, low-key?
Yeah, so I'm calling from North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina, actually. That's where I'm from.
All right, North Carolina fans. All right. That is great. So, low-key, let's get down to it. Tell us all how your music journey began.
Yeah, actually... I kind of grew up in a musical family. My dad, he actually sung in a quartet group growing up, and I come from a church. So just like most R&B artists, they come from church, or Southern Soul artists, they come from church base or background. And the same thing with me. I basically started out singing in the church. And then actually when I went to college, I actually started rapping a little bit.
Yeah.
But right. Yeah, I got the bar, so you already know. So, I actually got into Southern Soul through a brother of mine, great song person, vocalist. I mean, amazing. His actual name is 2B the Soli Ghost. 2B _ Soli Ghost. You want to follow him out there? He actually inspired me to go ahead and take that leap of faith and start my music. And funny story is I wrote a song, Love Hangover, actually, and
okay.
I was just sharing it with him. He said he probably should do that yourself. And I wasn't sure at the time, but, you know, listening to the lyrics and how it could help people and how it just really is relatable, it really pushed
right.
me to actually go out there and do it. So I felt like the world needed to hear it. That's kind of where low-key country is coming from.
Right. Well, thank you for that information. Wow. So, do you still listen to quartet bands in church and funk groups now still?
Yeah, absolutely. Not as often. I actually don't really find myself in the church as often, but I still play the drums at church for a couple different choirs. So, I still get that vibe. I still need that vibe in order to bring that kind of soulfulness and that kind of raspy, down-home, country, let's get it out the mud kind of vibe. And I appreciate that, as well as the funk that gives that bounce and everything.
Right.
I'm definitely still keen to it. Definitely.
I read that, low-key, you got high energy in your live performances. You got this body rock while you're performing. I want to see that.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, body rock. That actually just came from a specific song, the song that we actually just heard called Going Out. And really, that song is a energetic song, and really the beat and the vibe of the song, it just kind of came over me. And next thing I know, my hips are moving in the right direction, and from there, you know, the body rock was created.
Okay, so the steppers, they got the line, step and dance, body rock name for it yet?
Not that I know of, Brenda. So any steppers that want to kind of add to it, you know what I mean? Absolutely, take full advantage of it. Let me know about it. Get it.
Yeah, they gonna get it together. They trying to calculate it right now.
Already. That's good.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. Oh wow, thank you. Now, are you still doing any live performances right now? Do you have any upcoming events scheduled in your city or any other towns and cities?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I have a performance this weekend out in Halifax County. I'm not trying to be too specific right now because it's actually a surprise for one of my good friends and promoters that actually was with me from day one. So, you know, not trying to tell too much.
I'll be
in Halifax County this Saturday. And if you follow me on my social media, Low Key Country, LOKEY Country with a K, music. You'll definitely know a lot more details as they come about. So Friday, Saturday, be looking for that information, definitely.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. Thank you. Let's get into this hot new single, Love Hangover. Now, you did give a brief story behind it, but do you want to add another piece to how you come up with the track before I spin it?
Yeah, honestly, you know, when I write songs, I really pull on the melody first, and then I start to develop the words. And at one point, I was singing a love song. Next thing I know, it turns into kind of a heartbreak song, and Love Hangover came out of that. But really, the story of Love Hangover is anybody's love story that has dealt with infidelity or somebody cheating on you, you know what I'm saying, getting down the road with Jody and them. It really just comes down to being relatable. It really just comes down to being relatable. And this song has, on some level, probably affected most people, you know what I mean? And some, whether it was on the playground, in the classroom, at your job, you know, at the rest home, you know, I don't know. Old folks, they like to get it in too. So, you know, but but with that being said, man, I mean, Love Hangover is just a story told that everybody can relate to. And I mean, if you dealt with heartbreak or you break people's hearts, then I mean, you definitely can relate to it. So,
thank you for that information, Lowkey. I'm gonna tell you this. When I first heard the single on my group page on Facebook, it really had me quiet. I sat in the chair and I just sat there and
Come
I listened.
Now.
The lyrics got a hold of me. The melody got a hold of me. The video really tells a story. I hate that girl, what she did in the video, you know. But anyway, I fell in love, and then I was eager to find out more music and done research on you, and I'm like, that's when I sent the invitation for you to be on my platform. I love the song. So everybody, here is Love Hangover.
That.
I'm quite sure they've been waiting, and phone lines are open. You stay in that seat, Lowkey.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, love hangover. time behind your back seat. Sinning on you. What you need to do is tell them, this is the last call. Your love done got me faded. This is the last call.
Last call.
Said your lies intoxicate me. This is the last call. Your love done got me faded. This is the last call. Said your lies intoxicate me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Got more to come. Stay tuned, please.
All right. All right. All right. So, do you have any more new music projects coming up that you would like all your fans out there to know about?
Yeah, actually, I do, Brenda. I actually got a new song called Candy. I'm actually looking to release that in the beginning of February. And so, Yeah. You already know Candy. So it's very tasty. You know what I'm saying? Very sweet. And it's also very, it has a good bounce to it, you know. So I think people are really going to enjoy the song. And so I'm very excited about that. Also looking to drop my EP very early in the spring and everything like that. And on another note, I'm also looking to start my docuseries, Made in the South, which is basically just a telltale of a come-up story, and really it's a story of mine, you know what I'm saying? So basically,
yeah,
just be following me around and really get to see what happens with Low Key and this whole Southern soul and this whole want to push that sound out there and push that music and that love hangover and everything like that. So we're going to see what that looks like as a visual, and I'm very, very excited about that. So,
well, thank you for all that information. Thank you. And I'm glad that you're doing the initial thing for people to watch you doing your thing in Southern soul music, because there's not very many which you can see what Southern soul artists that are doing for that title genre of music. So I'm quite sure you will be very successful at it, and I'll be following you, and I will be helping promote it and send it out there and give you a shout out and let everybody know.
Yeah,
you such a darling, giving us details and when that coming out. Oh my gosh, people are gonna be plugged on that one. So don't be alarmed. People are gonna bother you, you know. But we'll be looking. We're gonna be looking for that. We're gonna be looking for
Absolutely.
Wow. So Low Key.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's set the mood a little bit this evening for our ladies out there. Can you go ahead and throw us a couple of notes with that voice of yours, please?
Yeah, absolutely. This is actually one of my other singles. It's called Timeless, and really is great for Valentine's Day if you do have that love and not a love hangover. This song describes love as what it is in my head, which is a timeless effect on people. And so I'll sing a little bit of this, and you know, we'll go from there, and hopefully you guys enjoy it. But check out the song. It's called Timeless. It's on Apple Music, Spotify, Napster, you name it, we up there. So here it is.
Low key.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead and take off your ear set.
Okay.
And just sing on the speakerphone.
Okay, I can do that too. Can you hear me?
Yes.
You can hear me? Okay.
Yes. Let's do this.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. 24 hours is a minute. 24/7 ain't gonna get it, no. Need your love in 365. Girl, you know you're always on my mind, yeah. Every single time you go away from me. Girl, you know you make it hard, hard to breathe. It only takes a second to reflect on how I feel I love sometimes. That's it.
Oh, wow. I love it. Love it. I got ladies texting me talking about, oh, is he singing in the shower?
It's just
a figure of speech, okay? The ladies' minds are going off right now. You sang very good. A lady is very lucky to have you. I wouldn't mind having a man sing to me like that.
Come on now, You listen to Loki, I sing all day.
Oh my gosh.
I sing for it.
Well, thank you for giving off that. Your voice is beautiful. I would like to ask
you,
what is that your ultimate desire, what you wish your fans to get out of your music?
Yeah, definitely I'm a lyrical person. I'm very key on words. I like analogies, I like metaphors, and I feel like words are very important. And with that being said, out of my music, I want people to not only hear good sounding instrumentation, but I also want them to hear solid lyrical content that's not just going to make them sing along, but make them feel it with me. Just like what you said when you got quiet and everything, when you listen to Love Hangover and everything, that's the kind of feeling I want. I want people to listen to it and it be timeless music. You can come to it 20 years from now and still get that same effect.
Yeah.
And that storytelling, yeah. And that deep-rooted, you know, I know what this person is talking about. I feel this, you know. And also adding on to that, visuals. Like, every video that I make, I want you to be able to just delve into it. Almost like how videos used to be with the full storytelling.
Yeah.
And everything like that. I'm about.
Everybody's looking for. Yeah, because the fake stuff and all the stuff that's repeated and
right.
It doesn't look real and stuff like that doesn't affect
Definitely no knock on any other artists, you know, and how they give it up, because that's their expression. For me,
I'm
a visual person, and so I like to write out those stories that, you know, create that concept in your head where you really can just understand it completely and walk that path with me. So, and overall, I want people to know that real music is still music, you know?
Yeah.
That's really what I want people to get.
Has no expiration date.
Absolutely.
But I think you picked the right time and the right season to start off with your music career, your journey. In my heart, I believe you will be very successful, low-key country.
I appreciate that, Brenda.
You are more than welcome to give a shout-out to all your friends and family and fans out there that have put up with you and supported you on your journey. Go right ahead.
Yeah, a lot of people have put up with me on my journey, and I appreciate every last one of them. I don't like back in the church, you know, they wouldn't start naming names because they get in trouble that way. So I'll probably take that same note. But I want to shout out everybody who's ever listened to my music, ever shared it, liked it, ever said it was good, said it was bad, said it was all right. I mean, I really do appreciate that. A little bit specific, you know, my friends and my family. I don't want to start mentioning those names, but as my friends, they know who they are. As my family, of course, they know who they are. And also a shout out to my manager, my cousinger. It's actually my cousin and my manager, Michael Ellison. Yeah, yeah. And it's funny, if I could tell a quick story real quick.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, so I actually went to a family reunion last year, and I was just kind of telling everybody in my family that, you know, I wanted to kind of get started with, or I was getting started with Southern Soul. And my cousin at the time, I knew him, but I wasn't very close to him or anything like that. And I shared my music with him. And from that day to this day, he has been pushing my music. And I mean, it's just been God bless everything that has come about. And not just him, but other people like Annie B. And again, I'm not about to get into names like that. But specifically my cousin, because from day one, he took that lead, and he knew folks and he knew people that could help me, and he didn't ask for anything. And I've had plenty of people who have done that. My man Sam Smith, I am gonna mention him because that was my day one guy right there. Yeah. And of course 2B, Rayvon Heat producer and everything, Doc, all those guys. But my cousin has made it so that actually I will be performing at Spring Fling 2020 this year. And and that's God blessed and everything. And if, for those who don't know what Spring Fling 2020 in Southern Soul is, it's kind of like the Coachella of Southern Soul. It's where absolutely. So I'm very excited about that. So not to dwell too much on that, but I do want to thank him. I do want to thank every single person who has supported me, my friends, my family. I love y'all all. And for the new friends and family that I'm acquiring every day, I appreciate you and I appreciate that support. Absolutely. So
you're welcome, Loki. And you're so welcome. You're so welcome. And let's give an applause to everyone that has put up with you and still supporting you on your journey. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So the last question out of the show before we go off the air, you can stay on. I have a few things I still want to play around with. Play Timeless. I will play Timeless. Okay. Do you have any words of wisdom you would like to give to those that are suffering in the world today? You have a message to deliver? Any advice for any other up-and-coming new artist that wants to participate in the music industry? Low-key, you have anything?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm still very much so climbing that ladder as well, not to sound like I've made it on any stretch or anything like that, but I am grinding. And I will say this to anybody who's trying to do anything in life, you don't get to greatness without a try. So until you try, you won't know. And give yourself a shot, because you never know what can happen. And even if you have given yourself a couple shots, starting over doesn't necessarily mean you start from scratch, more so starting from experience. So, you know, take that, you know, run with it. And, give it to God and let him do what he does, because it's already written. So we just falling into place. So that's my encouragement to folks.
Wow. Thank you, Low-Key Country. Thank you so much for that information. Please do give your website information and your social pages again before we sign out.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you can follow me at Low-Key Country. That's L-O-K-E-Y, country with a K. That's on Facebook. That's Low-Key Country Music on Instagram. And anywhere on YouTube, just type in keyword Low-Key Country. That's L-O-K-E-Y space country with a K. So get at me. I'm here. Let's get this music rocking. And Brenda, I really, really do appreciate you, and God bless you and your ventures and everything that you do. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, and bless you and your success. And low-key, you always welcome to come back on my platform. I see a bright future for you in your music career, and you just keep forward. Just keep forward always. And this is Lady Diva signing out with Low Key Country. Just stay tuned in. I have a little treat for my next upcoming guest coming up tomorrow night, which is Zach Sanders. But this, I would like to play Timeless by Low Key Country. Low Key, you have a blessed evening. And keep in touch. And
absolutely.
Keep me posted. All right? Love you.
Absolutely. Love you too. Thank you so much.
Love me. Say love me. Say love me. When I think of you, you're a dream come true. And we'll never be apart, 'cause you always have my heart. Even if I'm gone, no, you're not alone. And there'll never be a time that you're not on my mind, because 24 hours in the day, 24/7 ain't a day. I need your love to 365. Girl, you know you're always on my mind. Cause it made you and I stronger, and the bond that we built today will stand for eternity. And the love that I have for you will only last longer, because 24 hours a day, 24/7 ain't gonna be there. I need your love and 365. Girl, you know you're always on my mind.
Country. Oh yes, y'all need to really check up on him and keep up with him. He's got a lot of exciting things going on. Oh, my goodness. But I want to say thank you all for your support and your donations and helping me keep my broadcast up and going. I have a number of artists that's going to still be coming up on my show for the month of January 2020. For tomorrow night, I have an up-and-coming new saxophonist. That is Zach Sanders. He has a new single out that is called Galaxy. Stay tuned. I'll be spinning that in just one moment. Just to let you know, I have other artists as Ernest Walker Jr., which will be on January 25th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Central Time. I have Lee Austin. He is a return guest on my show, which he will be airing with me on January 26th at 8 p.m. Central Time. I also have a new artist that's coming onto my platform, Faustina Dixon. She will be on January 28th at 4 p.m. Central Time. And last but not least, January 31st, I have Wendy. That is Lardy Miss Clardy. She will be talking about all her upcoming events, the awards that she has received for all her music. She is my BFF. Yes, that is Wendy. January 31st, she will be on. Stay tuned for more details. Here is Galaxy by Zach Sanders. Thank you all, and all have a good night.